As an ice cream lover, vanilla is one of those flavors that's just always going to hit the spot. It's comforting and nostalgic, and it goes well with whatever mood I'm in. But sometimes vanilla can be a little boring, if you catch my drift. Sometimes I'm in the mood for chocolate or cookie dough or maybe something wacky, like pistachio if I'm feeling frisky. Whether it's a midnight snack or an afternoon delight, my friends at adamandeve.com can get you the right flavor for whatever mood you're in. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, plus free shipping, which includes rush processing. But that's not all. When you select your one free item, you'll also get a free kit that includes an item for him, something special for her, and something we know you'll both enjoy. They offer discreet shipping as your privacy is a priority, plus 100% free shipping with rush processing on your entire order. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. Just enter offer code Abby, A-B-B-Y, at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby, code Abby.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Hey, it's Cassie, and have y'all seen those cute pins floating around the internet that look like a charging status so you can tell people where you're at with your social battery and whether or not you need to be left alone? Right now, mine would be hovering just above red. I've been so busy that I'm just drained and I need to recharge, which means hibernating without seeing anybody. And you know what made me realize that was okay to do? Therapy. I thought I was being lazy, but in reality, I was giving my body and mind some much-needed R&R, and that wasn't a bad thing. In fact, it was a good thing. Therapy changed my perspective, and that's why I'm a big advocate for therapy, like the kind you can get with BetterHelp. Therapy isn't just for people who have experienced severe trauma. It's to give you the tools to deal with everyday issues that are bugging you, big or small. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and is designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/BurtShow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/BurtShow.
The Burt Show.
So, Mo, you and your family learned a life lesson in one of the unlikeliest of places?
I think so. And I don't know exactly what this says about me and my family. It could say that when we put our minds together and we come together, that we are unstoppable.
A superpower, you might say?
Right. Or it could just mean we're all really competitive and need some help. I don't know.
But it's a fine line.
It is, right? And it was a moment that was, I think just life sometimes has a way of putting life together and it becomes magical. And I think it was one of those moments because I've documented in the past how my family is, really my mom is putting a book together with this idea that I once had called The Ladder Effect, which it was 5 weeks and because it's five of us in the family and each week we chose one family member and then we all focused on that family member for that entire week with like whatever you may need in life that you feel like you can use some help in. So we'll put our minds together to pray for you and whatever else we need to put together in order to help you if you are find yourself in a place where you need some help.
So you would get, Mo, a dedicated week where your dad, your mom, your sisters would put all their energy that week. Anytime there was a prayer, it'd be for you. Anytime they put out any type of vibes, it'd be for you. Throughout the day, they would make a point to think of you. They think of you before, you know, after they wake up, and they think of you before they go to bed.
100%.
Okay.
And
you a lot of energy, man.
It is, and you can feel it. Yeah. And that's the thing that I think my mom was like, we should write a book about, because when it was my week, I could literally feel the presence of the prayers. And it's a weird thing. It's hard to explain, but I knew when it was my week. It just was I had an entirely different approach to life. And so we was like, we should really give other people this idea so that they can try it in their families. And so ironically, my family, we've all been going through things lately, and not all bad, just branching off into new areas of life and moving, going to different states. And we're just all in unique spaces individually right now to where we really don't get to see each other nearly as often as we once did. So this was like a big deal when I surprised my mom during Mother's Day weekend for us all to be together. And so my sister had this idea of us going to this place that's really popular there, where it's like one of those places where you're drinking, but you also play like a lot of different activities. So people are playing cards, they're playing Uno, they're playing Jenga, whatever you want to play. So we decide.
It's like a sport and social type of place.
Exactly. So we decide after a few drinks to play Jenga. And we've played Burt Show Jenga before, so you know how competitive this can get.
Is this like regular Jenga or the giant Jenga?
Regular Jenga.
Regular
Jenga. And the way that the place is set up, we happen to have like a table that's kind of in the middle of the place. And everybody is around us all minding their business and everybody's having their own individual fun times. So we start playing Jenga. And I guess, I don't know if it was a combination of us just being loud and enjoying each other and just watching how high that it was actually getting at one point, because we're all like competing with each other. I mean, like talking to each other like we don't like each other. Like, this is how my family is, right? This is how we get down. So at one point, I remember it was my turn, and it was this one guy who every time he would go to the bathroom, and he was going to the bathroom a lot, he would always make it known that he was rooting for the person, whoever was going to fail at that point. Like, oh, this is the time. It's about to go down now. This is it. You ain't got no move. And so, like, the first two times he did it, we were all, like, joining in with him talking about whoever's turn it was.
It kind of created more smack talk for everybody.
Exactly. So something shifted where I thought it was epic. And I was like, this really is some kind of like micronism of life when you think about it. Because the third time he did it, it went from like we were competing with each other to now we all started helping each other to compete with him.
Like, to fight the naysayer.
Exactly. Like, since you want us to fail so bad, now the goal is not compete with each other. The goal is to make this thing as high as we possibly can without it falling. And so it literally, ironically, turned into not only us competing with him, we started competing with like the entire place, because the Jenga got so high that the person announced it from the bar. Like, that might be the highest we've ever seen it. So now we really competing, right? Like, because they have like little record books that you can get yourself in. So we looking at each other like, oh, this is our moment. Like, we got to turn up in here. We got to show them what kind of family we are. And it was so funny, because it literally became like we were the attraction at this point. Like, the entire place stops doing whatever they're doing, and they're just watching us. So we're like literally trying to help each other. And we're like, you know, no, don't try that one. No, try this one. And completely forgot that we were competing with each other. And it literally became like, let's get into the record books in this place. And
it became like us versus the world.
Us versus the world. And I was like, y'all, no, we can't fail. Like, we can't. We have to always be remembered. Like, this, I'm giving them like a locker room speech. Like, this is our time.
It's like I'm there in one of the tables near you, and I can picture your family doing this.
Exactly what we were doing. And I'm proud to say that literally they said we were the first family not only to get the Jenga game that high, but nothing, it never fell. So when we walked out of there, that thing was still standing tall as a tower. And I'm like, and don't move it either. Put a glass table around it. Nobody can sit in this section anymore. But I just think it was such a powerful lesson in, like, we are so much stronger together than we are as individuals. Like, and I think that's what I took away from the moment.
No, I love that. Because you find the most unexpected inspiration in the most unexpected of places.
Exactly that. And that's what it felt like.
Who would have thought you guys having drinks playing Jenga as a family, you would walk away with, like, a really, like, profound life lesson.
Right. From Jenga, of all things. But we are officially in the record books.
The Burt Show.